Licht aus! Spot an!
Sag mal, weißt du eigentlich, wie spät es ist?
Lauschangriff.
Die vier Mitglieder der britischen Band I Am In Love besuchten am Nachmittag vor ihrem Auftritt im Casablanca das Campus Radio Jena. Sie erreichten das Studio nach einem etwas turbulenten Tag.
Yeah, we left Munich this morning, a long journey, and yeah, it's been interesting. We got stopped by the police and they wanted to search all of our things, so we're a bit later than we wanted to be.
Abgesehen davon gab es aber viel Gutes über die Tour zu berichten.
It's been great. It's been lots of fun. We've been to Berlin, which was really nice. Been to Vienna, which was wonderful. Leipzig. What else?
Dresden.
Brandenburg. And then Munich last night. Yeah. And it's all been a lot of fun. Everyone's been very nice to us.
Der Auftritt im Kassa war für die Briten nicht das erste Mal in Jena.
First time we ever came to Germany, which is like 100 years ago, I think. A long time ago. And yeah, we came to Jena. And I think we actually came to Campus Radio then as well.
Okay. You've been here before.
I've been in this room.
Yeah, it's very nice to come back. We've got some friends here from Jena and it's always nice to be here.
Ihren außergewöhnlichen Musikstil beschreiben sie folgendermaßen.
It's really good.
Hip-hop. Metalcore. It's pop music, but it's a lot of emotional sort of heart to it. Sort of inspiration from maybe the Smiths a little bit. And then a bit more modern stuff maybe, like Foles thrown in there.
Und wie kam es eigentlich zum Bandnamen?
We were in an old band. We split up and we started writing new songs for a new project. And the songs were sort of dark and they were a lot different to our old stuff. One day we were thinking about names and we were listening to the songs that we'd written. It was probably about 3 or 4 songs. We saw the words I Am In Love written down. And that was it. We just thought it sort of fitted the music. Hence why we're called I Am In Love.
Die englische Gruppe ist bei dem deutschen Label Velocity Sounds unter Vertrag. Wie kam es dazu?
Yeah, Velocity Sounds Records.
From Leipzig.
The best record label in Germany, we think. We love them. And they're based in Leipzig. And I can see our label manager blushing in the corner. They've been so nice to us. Really kind, really supportive. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing the shows we're doing now. And we're very lucky to have them.
But how come we do have them?
How come we have them? As Seb mentioned, we were in another band a long time ago and we were booked to play at a venue in Leipzig. And I think somewhere between 1 and 3 people paid to come to the show.
a really big venue.
Yeah. And one of the people who was there is from Velocity Sounds Records and thought, yep, good music, 3 guests. That's the sort of thing I want to put money into. And and we're so thankful that they did.
Unvermeidbar bleibt dabei die Frage, welche Unterschiede gibt es aus Musikeraugen zwischen Deutschen und Engländern?
Definitely in the way you get treated over here. It's so nice. Everyone's really sort of looks after you and really take care and you have such a nice time.
German people I find friendlier and more outgoing than English people. A lot of times in England, you know, the sound engineer or the technician or the promoter or whatever doesn't really want to get to know you as people. They sort of like want to get everything done and get home and get out of there and not miss the last tube home in London, you know. But in Germany, everyone's always so kind to us and so nice. Like last night, we played in Munich and it was the first time we'd ever been to the city before and the promoter was so nice. It, like every few minutes, he'd come backstage and see if we're okay and...
Bring us more beer.
Wanted to talk to us and it's the same. It's the same everywhere we go. It's, Germany's great.
Auch nach der Tour haben I Am In Love nicht vor, untätig zu bleiben.
The show tonight at Casablanca, the Velocity Sounds Records label night with Empire Escaped. And then we've got 2 more shows, one in Hanover and one in Chemnitz. Then we go back to England, where we are going to hopefully do some recordings, although the studio we were going to work with burnt down. So, No joke. This is true. We were just getting everything ready, and then we saw on BBC News about a story of a fire in a nightclub, and then we're like, actually, isn't the studio above the nightclub?
Yeah.
And it was. But we will do some recordings. Then it'll probably be summertime, and I think we've got some festivals booked, but I'm not sure if we can announce them or all that sort of thing yet. But we've got a lot of stuff coming up. But recordings first.
Aber die jungen Musiker haben natürlich auch ein Leben jenseits von Aufnahmen und Konzerten.
I make coffee. I'm working a cafe in London.
Yeah, I do like medical research for a university, and Martin works for the BBC, and Seb currently isn't working that much. He does like odds and ends bits of like driving and agency work stuff, so he's trying to like spend a lot of time writing, so it's quite good.
Campus Radio Jena. Wir verstehen was von guter Musik.